what I can do here.
Can you hear this? Is that gross?
Can you hear my pa-pa-pa-pa?
All right, so I'm not a big fan of this new recording setup, but here we go. All right, so...
Wait, are you YouTube Live, or are you...
No, we're going to do an audio thing, and I'm going to put this on... This video on the live somehow.
Yeah.
Because I want to keep going, but I wanted the soundboard, audio to come from the soundboard to the phone, but it's not working, so I got to figure out how to...
Got to get a camera, man.
I got a camera, I just haven't played with it. It's so, you know, the sound system, it's so difficult. It's nothing works, all right? It's the old story that everything that should work doesn't work, and
right.
it's 4 hours. Every time you stick a cord into that, it's 4 hours to play with it, and then... Your mind is so scrambled by the end of the day, you're never going back. And then you do it again later on, and it's 4 hours later, and it's still not working.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you know, working with computers, working with phones, just working with the different, what is that, hardware?
Yeah, you heard it here, folks. Playing radio is more difficult than any other thing in the world, more difficult than brain surgery, more difficult than...
You know, the kids are alt-right. The kids are alt-right.
Not these kids.
I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl.
No, we gotta stop that. All right, so should we get started?
What do you want to talk about, Max? Today is Sunday, August 25th.
Yeah, let me just give a...
26th, August 26th. Go ahead.
Let me just talk about my mental state right now.
Okay.
I was telling everyone in the booth that I ate a personal pizza all to myself last night. It was DiGiorno's cheese crust with extra meat.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling too good. Well, very sluggish.
A
little gassy.
A true Mills would have put a little white salad. What's that called?
Ranch
in there. So you
we
would
put
have had
ranch on our pizzas in this family?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, gross. That is disgusting.
Where's my video? My video died. Hold on.
It's okay. So, audience members, just letting you know, not feeling the greatest right now, but I'm doing this for you. A little bit more about me. I am going to help out on the weekend shows. This is the weekend edition. All right.
What are you talking about?
You've already done like five shows. So
no, I haven't done that many, but I'm trying to have a presence here. It's given me something to do. And this is really the whole rotation. The whole reason why I'm doing this is to talk about liberal politics from a baby boomer and a millennial's point of view. And there is a big, big difference. All
right.
So,
right. Well, I got to give my proper introduction.
All
right. I mean, they know you.
Well, they don't know me.
Well,
go ahead. What's your proper introduction?
Well, I'm the voice, apparently, of the millennial generation for this podcast.
How old are you?
24.
And so exactly when is a millennial? What is a millennial, Max?
I think that's a, I don't know, that's a really big question. What is any generation? Does that even mean anything?
I got a few stats. Yeah, this does.
All right, read them off to
me. So this is what I find interesting about the millennials, and I'm going to just say the baby boomers. Okay, we have roughly the same amount of baby boomers as there are millennials right now. All right, that's mom in the background clicking the dishes. All right, so we have about 77 million, depending on what website you want to go to, 77 million baby boomers and about 72 million millennials.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, if you call it a problem, of course, baby boomers are dying. And we're just going to get older and more grumpy,
right,
and then we're going to die off.
Right.
So we have a process. In the next 20 years, the world is going to change. And the world's going to change economically. It's going to change environmentally. It's going to change politically. It's going to change. You're going to change physically. You're going to, you know, go from this 20-year-old kid to a 40-year-old man, and you're going to have to deal with midlife crisis,
right,
the whole bit.
Third stage puberty.
But you know where I'm standing on is I'm going from 55, 65, 75. I'll be as old as Donald Trump, and or actually 3 years older than he is right now, And let's talk about some of the things the millennials are looking at as opposed to the baby boomers. And here's number one. I have you. You're definitely a millennial.
Okay.
And when you were born? What year?
1994.
All right, 94. It's kind of towards the tail end. It's interesting to note that millennials are 23 years old to and above. All right.
Okay.
But nothing is set in stone, especially when you talk about these generational things. You have a gray area. So some people say the baby boomers ended in 1962. Some people say it's 65. For my arguments, I'm going to say 65, and that puts me in 63 as a baby boomer. It puts my wife in as a baby boomer, your mother as a baby boomer. I have another son who's born in 97,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't like to be called a millennial, but some people put him in millennials and some people don't. We're just going to have to see where he actually lies on the political spectrum coming up.
I'm not a baby boomer.
And
all
right, so that's depending on what website you want to go to and who you want to believe. I believe you, Megan.
It's like your horoscopes.
It's like
one website says it's this range and you're in Aries, and then the next website says no, you're actually whatever comes before or after Aries. I don't know.
I think it's a lot like that. 1982 to 2000
is millennial. All
right, so you're going to throw 97 in there. 1982 to 2000.
That.
We have 77 million baby boomers and 46 to 64, 1964, 1965 are the baby boomers. I was born in 63, so I'm right at the tail end. All right. What we're going to talk about, we'll just go through a list. All right.
All right.
And number one, education, the cost of education. All right.
It's too damn high.
You know, and I've always thought it was too high. Who's going to pay for it?
Oh, I've got one person in mind who's going to pay for it.
Well, besides
and
me.
His name is, it's not you. His name is Uncle Sam.
Okay.
The U.S. of A government's going to pay for a future of education.
And so I think, is that going to be a voting point for you? Are you going to vote for individuals who are going to say free college education, like Bernie?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Also, I want the listeners to note, I have a cute doggy on my lap. You might hear her growling. It's Miss Scarlet. She's my favorite. She loves cuddles and she loves scratches on her neck. So,
all right. So you want education to be a social program.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And you want it to be, and why is that, Max? I mean,
that education's a human right, and all people have the right to a great education. They have a right to have access to a great education.
And you think
education's also a thing that benefits all people. If you have an educated populace, you are going to collectively be a better country. You're going to make better decisions. You'll have better advancements.
And you know what's funny is that these are altruistic tendencies. What you're saying is that these are for the education's for the betterment of the people.
Yes.
All right. Now, I think the state government, the state, of course, we live in is Texas. I think the Texas is changing and saying education's not for the benefit of the people.
Boo.
It's for the workers.
It's for the what?
For the workers. We need an educated workforce out there. And it's almost as if overseers or the overlords are looking down and saying, we need to keep our businesses going. We don't want more overlords. We want underlings who are educated so they can do our bidding, so they can change our bedpans, and not just a bedpan-changing way, but an educated bedpan-changing way.
I'm kind of confused of what you're saying.
I'm saying that you're looking at – you're almost like – you want education to benefit society.
Yes.
And I'm looking as – I think the Texas government, which parallels the national government, is that we have very elitists embedded in government right now,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to educate people for the betterment of society. They'll
right.
lose their jobs. They
right.
want to educate people so their businesses can
right.
make more money.
Yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying now.
And so it's almost as if it's a lower level of high education.
Yeah, it is like skills training and
you're definitely more vocational.
Definitely.
But at
yeah.
the same time, that's what keeps the economy going and that keeps people working, and we definitely need to keep people working. Okay. Education.
Oh, is that it?
No, well maybe on education. These are actually what I'm doing is top, I don't know, five millennial important issues which I would see a little differently. Education, I don't think, is a as a baby boomer, I don't want to have to pay for education. I don't want to give up.
You're already paying for education.
Well, I don't mind paying what I'm paying.
Okay.
I don't want to pay college education. Oh, I already pay for you, but I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay for everybody.
If you had the choice between paying for dropping bombs on Yemeni's children and educating Americans, or educating Americans, using that fund to pay for free college, what would you choose?
Obviously, Max, when you put it that way, obviously I want.
Okay, so the question isn't then how much are we going to pay, or how we're going to pay this? It's where are we going to reallocate the funds to pay for it? We generate so much wealth in this country, and all we're spending it on is battleships that don't work, planes that don't work, wars that aren't winnable.
Well, here we go. When it comes to my let's say which I'm not, but let's say I'm making $100,000 a year, and which is nowhere near what I'm making. But let's say I'm making, because I can divide by 100. I can divide things into 100 and make it.
That's equal. Education.
All right, and so my education, my tax bill, my education tax bill is 10%. I don't want to have to pay 40% of what I bring home, $40,000 in this fantasy $100,000 to society to be better.
Why?
Because I want to take that $40,000 and either divide it up into what I want to spend it on. Let's table education, because I obviously, Max, I'm an educator, and I do believe that education is utmost importance. Mm-hmm. And the more education you have, the higher, the more you're going to make, and the economy will do better in the long run.
Right.
Healthcare. Let's talk about healthcare.
All right, let's talk about healthcare.
And talk about the most expensive slice of our tax dollar here.
I mean, I think right now it's completely backwards. And
what's backwards? What are you talking
about? The fact that we don't have single payer. The fact that we can't come together and create a national health service. The fact that we are so industrialized and advanced, I guess you could say, and yet so many people don't have health insurance. So many people have mountains of medical debt. It's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Well, why is this? What's going on here? Obviously,
I think we have to question the nature of the economic system we live in, which is capitalism. And I'm going there. All right. The foundation of our medical industry.
Yeah, I know.
It's founded on profit, and if something's not going to turn a profit, it's profit over human need. And if something isn't going to generate a profit, why bother doing that thing?
And I agree with you. What's my question is, what do you do with how do you change that? And you want a single payer, a government, correct?
Yes, I want the government, Uncle Sam.
All right, now let me ask you this,
to pay
Max.
For it.
And this is coming in from a baby boomer versus the millennial point of view.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it's possible that the government can run something without corruption, without waste?
Let's
you're going to have to use the little knob, Max. It's a knob. Max's microphone is tipping, and you need to.
Which knob? There are like five knobs. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you're just going to tighten them all. There you go.
Okay, first of all,
I mean, aren't you being a little, isn't this another fantasy?
No,
here?
It's not a fantasy, because if you look at countries that are equally industrialized, modernized as us, and even countries that aren't, i.e. Cuba, okay, these countries have fully funded healthcare. Spain's main export. What's Spain's main export? Naps. They have fully funded healthcare.
Naps? What's a
naps? Naps, like sleepy time, all right? The
what?
Spaniards. I'm making a joke about the Spaniards, okay?
God.
All right. Cuba. Do you know what Cuba's main export is?
Naps?
Doctors.
Oh.
That's a real thing, all right? Not naps, doctors, all right? There are so many countries that, even without the access of wealth that capitalism has generated, they do it. It makes no sense that we can't do it. Okay, have you heard about this the new Medicare for All study that came out of like George Mason University?
No.
Okay, George Mason, are you familiar with George Mason University?
Maybe.
It's basically the intellectual arm base or armory of the Koch brothers. All right. So it's this very libertarian, right wing, market centered university.
Okay.
Well, there's this center, and I forget what the name is at the top of my head, but they came out with this study of Medicare for All and how much it would cost in America, and compared to keeping the private for-profit system we have. And you know what they found?
What'd they find out?
They found that we would save $2 trillion if we had Medicare for All. We would save $2 trillion.
That's interesting.
That is, and that's from a right-wing libertarian think tank. If we want to get a fact checker on that, we can do that. All right?
All right.
So, Dad, the thing is that we have the funds, we have the infrastructure for this. We have everything in place.
And you,
we have models that we can base it off of.
And you have faith that the government can do this. I do not at all. Because I've seen it over and over time that people get in power and they end up just trying to line their own pockets. They don't do what they're supposed to do. They take vacations. They don't work. And I think government jobs can inherently create slothfulness. It doesn't have to be that way, but right now, that's the way I'm looking at it. And, you know, Trump isn't helping at all.
And do you not think that this medical industry we have now isn't already doing that? I'm not saying that.
Oh, it is.
That
absolutely.
Would okay. Then, like, what's the...
Well, the difference is that it's a... the private workforce as opposed to the government.
So you're making the argument that if it's private, it's going to be better.
No, I don't like the privatization of the government. I don't like it at all. I don't like privatization of education. I don't like privatization of the military.
Yeah, then there's nothing to worry about a Medicare for All. It's no politician who seriously wants this to happen, i.e. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Okay, I think we're I'm going to move down the list here, but I think that's a whole show is how you want to see the Medicare.
Quaint millennial.
No. Okay, here we go. How about a minimum wage or a world wage or how about just
universal basic income?
UBI. Yeah, that's the term
as we call it.
As you call it, and explain that to me. What is the what is the UBI?
You know, I'm going to go ahead say this particular area I'm not super well versed on.
Okay.
As I am like Medicare for All.
Okay.
And
well, it's one of the hot spots. It's and here we go. Is that millennials are as would I say 77 million people. They are in debt because of college degrees are expensive. Yeah. They're in debt. They are living at home. Mm-hmm. You know, the businesses, capitalists, businesses have figured it out. They're not hiring people full-time because with full-time positions come healthcare. And and so if we can hire you for four hours a day instead of 8 hours a day, which is what companies are doing.
Also, the student loan industry is horrendous. I mean, the interest rates on those are
it's predatory. I agree.
It's very scary.
And also, but they're good at what they do, and they get you to get in there and get a loan. But that's not what we're talking about. We are talking about the UB, universal. What'd you call it?
Universal basic income.
Universal basic income.
I think it's a fact that wages have been stagnant. All right, for. If the 60s.
Let me ask you this, Max. Do you know what minimum wage is right now?
The minimum wage, I think the current federal minimum wage is $7.25.
I think so too. And so what we're talking about.
I think the state minimum wage is $8.25 maybe.
Oh, it's higher? Oh, I don't think
so. I think most states actually have higher minimum wages than the federal minimum wage. You can fact check me on that.
Yeah, we'll have to.
I'm a little
I wouldn't think Texas did. I thought $7.25 was the minimum wage.
Well, Florida has a higher.
State minimum wage.
State minimum wage.
No, that makes sense.
They are kind of like Habsburg twin. So
well, so again, as a capitalist myself, who has a couple of you know a business on the side here. I've got my retired income, and I have a business. I don't want to have to pay a living wage to an individual to come and dig my dig the bricks out of the ground. I want to pay a minimum wage, mm-hmm. and I want to be able to survive so I can pass on this money to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that, Max?
There's a lot to unpack from there, and I think that I think you hit at a really interesting point about being a small business tyrant and how universal basic income would impact small businesses more than like large corporations. So that's like interesting. That's just like an interesting thing I picked up from what you were saying. Another thing is, why not? Like you're scared that you're just going to lose more profit as an individual.
Maybe.
But what if the state does help out with subsidizing that? What if the federal government helps with subsidizing that? I think the fact is that...
You mean I'm going to pay more taxes to get back more money?
Yeah, and
so I can hire more people?
This is where we are different, and for our listeners... This is an interesting thing to
I think
point
it's
out.
A singular I listener.
I don't have an issue if I had to pay an extra dollar at my restaurant that I eat at, Cafe Brazil. But I knew that all the waiters and waitresses and cook staff got a universal living wage. It just cost me a little bit more. I would be okay with that.
And I understand, the Reaganomics of this, the trickle-down economics of the extra dollar and the fact that you'll be able to walk down the street maybe a little safer because these people are being paid more, so therefore they're not going to be as desperate as they once were.
Yeah, I don't like the use of trickle-down economics in that. I don't support that. But I think, personally, I think there's a... I think on the boomer side, it's very, don't take my money. I pulled myself up from the bootstraps I'm not going to help anybody out. And first of all, you didn't do that. The government helped you. Also, it was much cheaper to live during that time. And second,
we
as human beings have a,
I do have friends who are ultra conservative yet.
Yeah.
They took many handouts on the way up and that such as found loopholes for their college to be paid for.
Right.
And it does bother me. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah,
I do agree with that. Okay, let's move on.
I'll learn more about UBI. Maybe we can get a friend of mine to phone in and talk about it more.
All right. Let's talk about the next thing on the agenda for the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the social safety nets. Medicare, Medicaid, and
sort of the first
social
three things
security.
That we talked about. Social Security,
yeah. Okay, so as I get older, I'm already counting the days, not really, but counting the days before I get Medicare and Medicaid. Get off my health care and get on.
What age is that?
65. Yeah, and let the government take over for a while. Mm-hmm. Then I can kick into my cancer days. Then I can kick into my Alzheimer's days, then I can let the government pay for something that I feel like I've worked hard for, all right? And as well as Social Security. Of course, I'm not going to get Social Security being an educator, but Medicare and Medicaid, definitely. Do you think Social Security is going to be around when you're around, when you're ready to pick it up?
Again, this is a thing that I am not super well versed on, but I don't know.
Okay.
I think if we continue to have the far radical right-wing government that we will have...
How long do you think that's going to last?
1,000 years.
You think Trump and his cronies are going to be here for 1,000 years?
1,000 years of darkness.
It's not right.
No, it's not right.
It's not. That's not going to happen. That's just that's a Third Reich illusionment. What is it? Third Reich... that's the Nazis. It's not going to happen. What's going to see is a backlash of this conservative nature And hopefully it's going to happen sooner than later. But let's get to that in just a minute.
I disagree, but that's for a future show.
Okay, what about the environment, Max?
Oh, it's gone to hell.
And so
that's a thing. Our sound guy's taking a pee break?
He's getting some food, maybe get some coffee.
Oh. Are we still recording?
Well, you don't know, our sound guy just got out of the booth and walked away. So, yeah, I'm assuming that we're still going. Do you see all right. Can you get us coffee, Mom? I'm
getting coffee.
Oh, you're an angel. All right. So where were we?
That's really
so you
sexist.
Think the environment is going to hell? That. Obviously, I know the environment is going to hell. And what I'm doing is I'm watching the heat, how many more days hotter it is in the summer, and the violent colds in the winter. I'm just wondering how I can hunker down in this old house to pay my bills, much less wonder if I'm going to have to move to Canada in the summer or to somewhere in a green zone in the middle of the winter. How am I going to survive in my old age?
I think it's really interesting that you're saying that, because think about the people on the coast right now.
Okay.
I'm talking about Florida. I'm talking about Corpus Christi. I'm talking about Californians. We're going to start seeing in 15 to 20 years coastal refugees coming into the middle of the continent, because they're not going to have any homes because the sea levels are rising too much.
You're talking about Dallas?
It's interesting that you're mentioning that as someone living in North Texas, but think of the conversations these people might be having in those areas. And the fact is that if we don't change, one, the structure of our economic system, which is capitalism, which generates instability and
It has to change. Well, you know what? Okay. Let's agree
otherwise,
on the environment.
Otherwise, the world will erupt in flames. It'll be Fallout 3. No VAT system.
A quick fix, Max, on the environment. Quick fix. Number one, what's the one major thing we need to do?
We need to make it virtually impossible, or at least make it as much restraint as possible to use carbon emissions.
I believe in the carbon tax. I believe that we need to come.
But
up
it's got
to
be. It's got to be.
You're saying stronger.
5,000%.
And that's the millennial. And that may change, because when you guys as we die off and you guys get power, that's one of the things the millennials are going to change. Is control of the environment, and frankly, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, that's my first quick fix. I actually have several other quick fixes, but we can talk about that.
All right,
another show, I guess.
Let's we're doing.
Are we winding it down right now?
No, we got 20. It's thing is,
what's the time?
We've only been doing this for 25 minutes.
Jeez,
I know, and so maybe we should make these half an hour shows.
All right,
or thereabouts. We'll look at our sound booth guy. Our sound guy, he's not super excited about this one. 30 trillion, Max, as baby boomers die off.
There's 30, what?
As baby boomers die off,
yes.
There is an estimated wealth of $30 trillion going to a select portion of millennials. I don't have that number, but it's not 20%. All right, I mean wealthy baby boomers die off, They will their money to somebody, all right? And that money goes to their children, who are going to be millennials. Or
not millennials.
Well, thereabouts, right?
Right.
And so that's a lot of transfer. That's a lot of transfer of wealth for a very few minority, right? For the minority. What do you as a millennial say about that?
Shit's fucked up.
Well, okay. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't exist. That amount of wealth being concentrated in a few people's hands.
Max, they made it.
No, they didn't. The children didn't.
No, okay, I'm talking about the parents. I'm obviously looking
at those parents.
Some
they
of
made
them.
It exploiting it their it, workers okay. in the environment okay. and helped create the hellhole we live in.
All right, so... So what do you propose? What do you propose?
This is what I propose. I propose we take every single just rich one percenter, hang them upside down,
okay,
and jangle them to where all the change falls out of their pockets.
What do you
use
propose?
That to pay for all of our
obviously
expenditures?
Obviously, you mean by that, that's a euphemism for a fair tax. You're going to tax.
Read into it what you will.
So you're just another tax millennial.
No, I'm Dad.
Yep.
I'm a communist.
Okay.
And my worldview, we can't have those wealthy people, and they either have to give up their money and share it, or we have to take it from them, and that's what's going to happen.
And so everybody gets to start over.
I mean, well, yes and no. Starting over as in there'd be the erasure of classes, but not as in we start society completely.
No,
over,
as in
we
as
have,
in finances. So there's no when I die, there's no inheritance.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also it's not us that we should worry about. It's like the amount of money that you would leave me and my brother is completely insignificant compared to the money that John McCain is leaving
his daughter,
Meghan McCain.
Well,
and that's not fair.
I see your point. So it's again the ultra rich, and you want a more equitable, and it's going to be taxing. It's going to be if you make over X amount, and you know, who was it in who was shot? Who was the governor candidate in Louisiana who was shot?
Huey Long. Every man
right,
king.
So Huey Long wanted this haircut as well. He wanted you can have a certain amount, but anything over that certain amount was going to be lopped off and brought to the people. Well,
Huey Long also worked with the mafia. And
the times are times, right? All right. Let's talk about what I think between 70 and 75% of the millennials want a third party.
Woohoo!
To invade what we have now. We've got the Republicans and Democrats, and 70% of the millennials want a third party. And Max, you've talked about this a little bit before. Go ahead and let me hear about your third party.
Well, my ideal third party right now is, I think if we're talking in the realm of electoral politics, which we have to be pragmatic about, okay, listeners who are tankies and other left-wing LARPers, all right, you have to be pragmatic about it. And I think the party that is going to be the revolutionary vanguard will be the DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America.
It's already here.
It's here. It's gaining numbers. I'm going to pay my membership soon. I will join the ranks of the North Texas DSA.
And you got to remember that, Max, it's right now, if 70% of millennials, which is basically half of this base, we're talking about voting age individuals.
Yes.
It all boils down to, are these people going to vote or not?
I want to push that question even further. It's, will our access to voting be there? And will our vote actually count? And my third point,
well, the answer
will
that
you
is
have
no.
someone that we can vote for? So what I mean is,
well,
we need
Max,
a second,
you know,
Voting Rights Act.
Yeah,
we need to make
gonna,
voting a national holiday.
Well,
we need to
That would those in power will not see that. You read about this Alabama thing?
Which
shutting
one?
Polls down in rural
Alabama?
Oh, my Alabama?
God. Absolutely, because they're not meeting
a minimum number
standard.
And so that was
But
incredible.
Who's in power?
Well, the Republicans. And they want to stay in power. Which brings another thing, Max, is the face of the nation, the changing face of the nation. We are no longer a white country, and as the baby boomers die off, and the baby boomers are the people who want to remain Christian white,
yes,
and Trump,
Yes.
And so as
they do,
right
they
now,
have brain rot.
As capitalism is, it gets stronger and stronger as it's attacked. They are feeling attacked and getting stronger and stronger. And it's only because, let's say, if that's a third of the people out there, then they're voting more. They are they are rallied, and they're rallied by this orange man.
That's a third, though. So when you mention that, good, let the hogs squeal. I don't need those hogs on my side. If it's just a third of them,
you need them if they're
away. No,
if 100% of that third votes, as opposed to 20% of your third, which is voting, they're going to win every time.
I can't have this millennial bashing of, oh, you just don't vote. Give us people to vote for and make it easier to vote.
I have no problem with that, but it's a system that you're going to have to attack, and you're going to have to.
We are.
It's not going to be easy.
But when you have people like Barack Obama, who had full complete power in 08 to 2010, who didn't hop on the making voting an actual issue. In fact, they caved in to the Republicans to defund Acorn, whose main program was to register people to vote. And if it actually still existed, Hillary probably would have won. Instead of caving into... Yeah, you can turn me down, Alex. Instead of caving into the Republicans, they could have stood up. They could have done that, and they didn't.
Well,
the Democratic establishment has let us down constantly. Constantly. Give me someone to vote for, or put someone in there and protect our voting rights. Make it easier. That is millennial rant over.
Okay. All right. Let's just talk about John McCain real quick, and we'll call it a day here. John McCain.
Yeah, you say your words, and do you want me to say my words first?
Yeah, you go first.
John McCain cheated on his wife, built his first wife, built his entire political career on jingoism and racism, will be erased into the dustbin of history, and this world is better off without him.
Jeez. All right. Now look at it like I appreciate everything John McCain did for the government, and the reason why is at times he was the only backboned Republican out there who could see things that were, when he would work in the system, work within the system, he would see things that weren't going right, and I mean this healthcare, I mean liberal things, liberal ideas. He fought for them. He fought for what was right for the people, and I appreciate that. Now I turn around and I look at Sarah Palin, and I see the reason that he wasn't president is because of her, and I think that that and Obama, but and Bush. I think he ran many times. I think that McCain. Could have gone further if he would have been a little more organized and a little more ready. But I liked him. I respected him, and he took a long time to get to where he was. And because of that, I think it was I think he was the right person in the right place. Now we're talking Arizona, and there's not a this is where basically people go to die, and it's a
yeah, Arizona sucks.
And so you're going to have ultra conservative individuals in Arizona, and they're on the border, so they're even more conservative. But anyway, I'm going to miss the guy, and I appreciate what he did.
He stood up. You know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say it. But all you right. should look up the voting record of John McCain during the Trump presidency.
Yeah, I know that he probably voted with him 75% of the time.
90%. Yes.
But again, this goes back to Republicans love the idea of Trump. They don't care for Trump himself, but they like what he's doing.
Yeah.
And so that is That's the problem, and that it's almost as if they're not organized enough to do what they want to do, and they have this bully who is shooting from the hip and doing what he wants to do, and they just have to agree with him, and it's horrible.
Well, I look forward to talking about this more during our weekend shows.
Okay, so all I got to say then, Max, I think we're done for the 26th of August, 2018. And remember that when you come to a father and son business, remember to always ask for the father.
That's right. That's right. Millennial out.
Jamie Mills out.
All right.